You're listening to Cattails.
You're listening to Cattails, and I'm Cat. Lycra-clad modern-day glam rockers The Darkness announced their reunion in 2011, returning with the original lineup after a six-year hiatus and picking up where they left off. Their time apart is stuff that rock and roll movies are made of, but now they're back. Just ending a headline tour, I spend some time with drummer Ed Graham as he chats about getting the band back together, touring with Lady Gaga and swimming with sharks. This is The One with Ed Graham. Well, thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us, Ed.
So, that's fine.
Thank you. And here you are in your hometown of Norwich at the UEA, nearing the end of the tour now, aren't you?
We are, yeah. I mean, my original hometown is Lowestoft,
yeah.
But I lived in London for a long time, for 11 years. And then I didn't want to move back to Lowestoft, but I moved back to Norwich, which is kind of, you know, in the middle. But, yeah, this tour, unusually, we usually tour around, if we do a UK tour, we usually tour around the country, and then the big ones are London at the end.
Right.
And this tour's been different in the respect of the first two shows were in London, Electric Ballroom. So we did, and then we had the Classic Rock Awards where we won an award, which was great, the Showmanship Award. But so it was kind of, we got London out of the way first, and then we went all sort of north and all around the place. But I mean, these last three shows are particularly important to me, you know, because Norwich was always a friends and family show anyway, because they would travel from Lowestoft. But I live in Norwich, and I've got friends and family coming tonight. But then to actually play in Lowestoft as well. Is a big deal for us, you know, because I'm from there, but there's never been anywhere really suitable for us to play there.
That's
before.
Right, yeah.
And you know, and David, who owns the Claremont Pier, has built this sort of amazing big venue above the pier, and I'm personally quite excited about playing in on the pier.
Yeah, you know? Lovely, nice venue, lovely way to end it as well before Christmas,
yeah.
Isn't it? So how has it all been? Has it been quite a good turnout for people, or has it been sell-out?
Yes, a lot of them have been sold out, and the ones that haven't been sold out are not far under, you know. We were coming up with titles for this tour. I think one of my ideas was the regional outreach tour, but it, the point of it was to go to the places where you wouldn't necessarily go.
Right.
You know, we say, for instance, we played in Preston as opposed to Manchester.
Right.
Or we played in Inverness. Or we played in Holmfirth, which is where they film Last of Summer Wine.
That's right.
So we played these sort of... I think part of the... You know, it was for us to do a different type of tour. You know, and in smaller places, more club-like places and theatres.
Yeah.
But... it's kind of a different market as well, because if you can win new fans in these places, then next time around they'll travel into the bigger cities.
Absolutely.
To see you, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's a bit of a different take on things, especially when last year you were you know, supporting Lady Gaga on 29 date tour. That must have been a bit of a contrast, really.
Yeah, it was a mad experience, really. It was it took me to some places that. Lots of places I'd never been before. Went to South America for the first time. I went to Brazil and Central America, Costa Rica, Puerto Rico, Brazil, Paraguay, Peru. Went to all these places. And, you know, when on this tour, for example, you know, we're on a bus and we usually do three shows in a row and then have one day off.
Yeah.
Occasionally we did four shows in a row and one day off. It's quite solid sort of work with the odd day off here and there where you're quite tired. But you know, doing a... When we were supporting Lady Gaga, she has such a big production that there's often 2 days in between shows. So the whole thing... So we're doing this sort of 25-minute set and then have 2 days in some exotic location.
Terrific.
And then fly somewhere else. So, you know, it was amazing. You know, some places better than others. We got good responses, and not necessarily the places you'd expect either. It's like the Stade de France in Paris, we got a really good response.
Brilliant.
And also in Brazil as well, got a very good response. And we were sort of thinking that, you know, we certainly won over some Gaga fans, but we may not have won over all of them, but But one thing is that local promoters or music business people see that you can perform to a crowd like that.
Sure.
It stands you in good stead for the future if
of
you want
course.
To go back there, you know, under your own steam.
Yeah, absolutely.
But overall, the whole thing had... I mean, obviously, the shows were important and the shows were great, but there was all this time off in these places. So, you know, I went, got to go in a cage with great white sharks South Africa.
My God.
We went up to some pyramids, or they call them temples, actually, in Peru.
Yeah.
Went into sort of rainforest. Did all this kind of... had a bit of a holiday feel about
yeah,
it at some point.
Absolutely. That's lovely, though. That's quite nice to actually combine stuff, isn't it, really?
Often in touring, I mean, I was in Leicester last night, and I was talking to... hanging out with a couple of girls there that I'd met before, and they were like, oh, what do you think of Leicester? And I was like, I haven't seen any of it, you know.
Yeah.
I've been on the bus and I've got off and I've sound checked and now we've done the gig and now we're in a bar.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, you often, when you go somewhere, you don't actually see any of it anyway.
Yeah, it can be a bit soul-destroying, can't it, when you're just sort of like one after the other venues and it's just really just...
Well, it's just the nature. You just focused on the gig, the sound check and the gig and getting ready for the gig and, you know.
Yeah. And this evening you're going to be doing Hot Cakes, a lot from the Hot Cakes album, presumably? Not
that much.
Oh, there's a scoop here. Tell me.
Well, the set... Yeah, it's two sets we'll be playing.
Right.
The first set consists of some songs from our second and third album and some B-sides.
Right.
And the second set is Permission to Land in its entirety.
Right, okay.
Yeah, so I think, there's two songs from Hot Cakes will appear in the first set.
So how is the Hot Cakes album going? Has it been selling well? Is it good?
Yeah, I mean, the fans love it. You know, it had good reviews. Mm-hmm. You know, it didn't have the sort of hit single, or maybe wasn't backed in the same way by the media. Are fickle, as you know.
Yeah,
and haven't sort of been as behind us as they were in the past. But having said that, our fan base and our live supporters are all still there.
Yeah.
And they're kind of like the important thing, really.
Yeah. Have you seen that, you know, bit of a difference coming back, you know, after the 6-year gap, coming back to reform? You know, has the media just been the only thing that's been different for you?
Well, one thing that's different that's kind of nice is there's a lot of our fans from 6 or 7 years ago are still there. I'm just glad that we reformed.
Mm.
There's actually quite a lot of kids who are... 20 or something, or there's a lot of kids who you meet after the show, and they're like, you know, I was 13 or I was 14, and I love Permission to Land, and it was my favourite album, but I was too young to go to shows, and I'm so glad you reformed, because now I can come and see you, because now they're 23 or 24, you know, because it's 10 years later, obviously, and there's a lot of that happens nearly every night. A kid says that to me, you know.
Well, that's
so
good.
That's kind of a nice feeling, or them saying, this is the record that got me into rock music, or this is the record that made me play the guitar, and you know, and they finally they've got the chance to come and see us, you know.
So that's a bit of a change for you. Was the chemistry still there after the 6-year break? Because obviously 6 years is a long time, especially in the music business.
It's funny, isn't it? Because people change and change, but in other ways, people just are the same. So it's like, to varying degrees with different members, some of us, we didn't really even see each other or talk to each other much during that period.
Yeah.
Or I was in a band with Dan for some time afterwards. But, it didn't... we initially met up at the end of 2010, and we all went for a curry. And then it was like sort of... I don't know, there was lots of sort of... Well, not kind of small talk, where are you living now, what are you doing, how are you, blah, blah, blah. And then the end of the sort of conversation was, well, shall we have a rehearsal then?
Yeah.
and then we did. I think it was apparent that it could work. It was going to take some work to put it back together again, but it was apparent that it was going to work probably early on in that process, you know.
Brilliant. So you were in the Stone Gods with Dan, weren't you, during that time? Is any news on the Stone Gods? Is that the end of them now, or is there...
Yeah.
I mean, the same band.
I was in the same Stone Gods for a while. I actually saw Rich the other day because he lives in Brighton and we played in Brighton. So I saw him for the first time in ages the other day, and Toby. But yeah, they're doing a band together themselves and we're busy doing this. Yeah. So yeah.
It's only so much you can fit in, isn't there, really, to one life. Now, I was on your website today, and I saw that you've got the demo out. It's classified as demo, but it's a single to download for tonight, Second Fiddle, that you've asked people to learn and to join in with. Are you actually doing that in the show?
That's our intro music, so that will be playing as we walk on.
Right, okay. Yeah. So hopefully people will be chanting it as you go.
Yeah, I haven't... I'm behind. Are the lyrics all on the site?
The lyrics are on there. Okay, yeah. I hope you've learnt them.
Well, I spoke some of them, so... I spoke a monologue on it. That was the thing. We were on tour in Sweden, and Dan and Justin... Dan carries equipment with him enough to record and demo stuff on tour, on the road. They'd made this piece of music, and they're really sort of just having a laugh with it. And they came in and going, "Hey, will you do a monologue?" And I was like, "Oh, come on, I don't sing, I don't do monologues." But then they all sort of talked me into it, and I was like, "All right." But then at the time I had no idea that this thing was going to end up being our intro tape and coming out over the PA, and you know, it was just sort of something silly we were doing in a room, but none of us really knew what it was sort of going to turn into, you know.
It's all right, though, isn't it? Something a bit different. Something different. Mm. Am I right in understanding you're doing another album now, or you're ready to set to record a new album?
That will be the sort of priority for next year.
Now, last one was recorded at Leela's Farm, wasn't it, Dan's studio? But of course, that's been dismantled, I understand, hasn't it?
It was recorded in three places,
was
actually,
right.
Yeah. But a lot of it at Leela's Farm, but some of it in Rockfield in Wales, some of it at Justin's home, some of it in a little studio in London as well. So.
Right, so the same kind of plans for this one, or is it different?
Well, no, as you say, Leela's Farm is no longer an option because it's not a commercial studio anymore. Mm. It's not a studio anymore. Mm. So we haven't established where exactly we'll do it, but we need to... we've got quite a lot of demos of songs already. We want to get together and write some more. And then... we have actually recorded a couple of songs already, one of which is The Horn is... you can download that now, you can buy that now. But, we'll...
see how it goes.
We'll find someone to record it and then go there and record it when we're ready.
It will come together.
Yeah.
So no plans for a release date yet?
No, it's difficult to say. But having said that, it's not something... We don't want to hang around and be one of these bands that spends years and years or ages. It will try and be next year. Mm-hmm. As soon as possible, really.
Brilliant. Last question, because I know you've got to get on. I was interested to see that you've done an app for mobile phones and the likes. You go, "Oh, I knew she was going to ask that." Oh, no, I didn't know she was going to ask that.
No, I was actually just thinking, I don't know anything about that.
You have got an app. Well, the question was going to be about...
It's great, isn't it?
It's great, it's brilliant, it's brilliant.
Enjoy the app.
So
all that stuff it does is brilliant.
It's brilliant, it sounds great. Yeah. I was going to download it and I haven't done it yet, I must confess. But, you know, do you see that, you know, Twitter and Instagram and all this is an integral part of really what a modern band is all about?
I've always been into Facebook quite a lot, just because I enjoy it, you know, keep in touch with people. But recently, Justin actually set it up for me and was impersonating me for about a day on Twitter.
Oh, no.
and then so I'd had to take it off him and change the password and actually be me. I think that was his way of like sort of prompting me into it. But so I've just recently got into Twitter, but I can understand. It's a good way of communicating with the fans. Like they can say something about the show to you directly after the show, and you can respond to them. So I think Twitter probably is quite important for a band.
Yeah.
And I'm glad I'm on it now, you know.
Good. So we will follow you. And what's your at handle?
Ed Graham Drums.
I was going to say that because I knew it was.
Yeah, yeah. You knew it.
I was just testing you. It was a bit like the app.
Yeah, yeah.
You're wishing that you'd never agree to this interview. Well, thank you very much for agreeing to talk to us, Ed. It's been absolutely wonderful. Thank you so much, and good luck for this evening.
Thanks a lot.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Cattails. To listen again to this and other tales, go to cattails.co.uk.